while the students camped out inside the president's office.
Thank you so much for coming out. It means so much to divest RISD.
Almost 100 other RISD students took a break from their year-end projects to protest the design school's investment in fossil fuels. The protesters gathered at RISD Beach for a variety of reasons.
I just don't think it's something that should be supported.
Because I believe it doesn't make sense for our universities to invest in an industry that's threatening our futures.
I think this is just a first step of a really big change.
They marched down College Hill to protest in front of RISD's administration building. They want President Maeda and the chair of RISD's Board of Trustees to publicly support divestment. Senior Emma Beatty says the school invests around $9 million a year in fossil fuels. And while Beatty says RISD isn't known for social justice or advocacy, the cause is getting artists to think beyond their projects.
As you enter that studio world, you kind of forget about all the world around you. So we're hoping that this sit-in, this act of civil disobedience, will kind of pop that bubble, pop the RISD bubble, and let other artists and designers around us know that the world is still there and is looking for our leadership as we move forward.
The RISD divestment protest is part of a larger group of student protests occurring at some 300 colleges across the nation. In a written statement, RISD says the school is forming a study group on divestment. President John Maeda so far refuses to comment on the 11 students occupying his office. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.